like the guys that we have in all of our positions, and we feel like we have playmakers in all of our positions. So if you want to try and take one thing away from us, yeah, we'll counterpunch with the other one.
How important is the run game coming up this week with Rodgers probably not going to be back as mobile as we're used to seeing him?
Well, you know, we've always said that we've had a goal to get so many rushes and so many pass completions per game, and I don't think that game plan's really going to change. You know, we've always been a team to throw the ball around and at the same time pound Eddie and change the pace with Stark, so I don't see any reason why that would change.
If Arizona or Dallas comes, it's going to be really, really cold for them. I guess just talk just a little bit about that, the challenges of them having to come in somewhere where it's freezing. I mean, Dallas plays in a dome.
Well, that's why we play 16 games as tough as we do, because we want to get that home field advantage and we want a home playoff game. And Lambeau's a tough place to play regular season or postseason, and it probably will be pretty cold.
You've won two Super Bowls. Do you get the impression that this team is special enough to do what you've kind of been able to do in your...
Yeah, I mean, we've felt this team was special since OTA, since, you know, training camp. But right now it's about really trying to focus in and make sure that this team accomplishes the daily things at hand, the tasks that it takes to be successful in a divisional round, and then we can talk about games after that.
What's it like going to a practice? I know it's 9 days before a game, but without the starting QB even out there with you guys?
Well, everybody else has to get work, so the rest of us are going out there so that when he does come back, none of us miss a beat. And you got to make sure that we're in shape, too.
Hope you're not tired of being asked about being named All-Pro, right?
No.
Okay, good.
No,
So what was that like when you found out? What does that mean to you?
You know, it's truly you know, a blessing to have that accolade. You know, it just shows what some people think about you, and it's something that you have always kind of watched throughout your years of being a football fan. Is, you know, that guy's all pro. He's one of the best at his position. So it's nice to have that you know, side by side with my name.
How did you find out?
They told us down at practice.
John, what do you say to the people who would say, you know, the third receiver is worth more valuable than the fullback? Only two receivers make it.
Well, there's a lot of armchair quarterbacks out there and coaches, but everybody has their own opinions and philosophies, and I know we've lived by our own philosophy around here, and that's, you know, to mix things up, to use guys in different ways. And, you know, the fullback position here isn't as traditional as it was back in the 80s. We can mix it up and we can do different things. I think you see that around the league in general, but here we have guys that play 53. We have 53 guys who play football. You know, we don't have designated position slots per se.